Boker Tov, we're on page 10, Siman Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Tes. Rishus Rashi Shiva, we're dealing with the next three halachas. After finishing the actual bracha of Birkas Kohanim, the next three halachas are all connected in the fact that they're all dinam that Shaloti Balbel. In order that either the Kohanim or the Shliach Tzibur is not going to get confused and lose his place and not know what he's doing. And therefore, that's the next three halachas over here. So it says the halacha, it says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Tet. The Shliach Tzibur passes the Mechaber based on the Gemara, tells us that the Shliach Tzibur does not say Amen after the brachas of the Kohanim, whether the first bracha of the Berakas HaMitzvah or the actually Bracha Shem Yishmeracha, the three brachas over there, the Kohen does not answer Amen. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Sif Kadon Alein Aleph, like we said originally. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kadon Ayin Aleph, the reason is Shema Titbalbel Daito Velo Yeda Lahakros Achakach Pasuk Bezo Gimel. We're afraid that he's going to Titbalbel Daito and he's not going to know where he needs to start the second Pasuk or the third Pasuk. Says though the Mishnah Berurah, Vin Mitpalel Betol Chasidr. If he is dying from a Siddur, Muvtach Lo Shalot Titbalbel Daito. He's quoting, the Rabba Der Chachayim Vichayodim. That he knows for sure he's not going to be Babel Daito. Rashai Lanot Amin. The Amin Ze Enu Chashiv Hefsek. The Amin itself is not Chashiv Hefsek. It's only Shalot Yisbal Tudaita Deut Sarach Tvila. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Vel Amin Shalab Bracha, Asher Kedishanu Bigdushato, however, the Bracha on Asher Kedishanu, Yesh Machmirin Shevichol Gavne Loyana Mishum Hesek Betfila. That's a problem of Hesek Betfila, because that's not really part of the Tvila, that's just the Birkas HaMitzvah of the Kohanim, and therefore there's a difference between answering Amin over there, which would be a Hesek in the Chazaras HaShas, versus the Amin over there, which is only because of Shalot Yisbal Tudaita. Vishanini Amin Shalab Birkas Kohanim Gufa, Delo Havi Hesek Shumora Al Kabbalas HaBracha. Fine. So that's the psak over here of the Mishnah Berurah that he was sure that he's not going to be involved with Misbalbel Daito. He's allowed to answer. I mean, the Kafachayim holds, like the psak of the Mechaber over here, that even if he's sure, he is not allowed to go ahead and answer. Amen. So there's different Menhagim over here, what to do. A person has to be very careful not to Misbalbel Daito. That's for sure over here. Now, Sif Chaf. So in Sif Chaf, we're going to discuss over here, what about the Chazan being a Kohen? Is the Chazan allowed to be a Kohen? Is he not allowed to be the Kohen? So says Paskins, based on the Pashtus of the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Mishnah of the Gemara, is that a Kohen Shliach Tzibur is not a Kohen Shliach Tzibur does not duch. And Shliach Kohen Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to duch. That's what comes out of the Pashtus. So yeah, Elim Kain, there's no other Kohen. That's what sounds like. Then that's the Pashtus, the Mechaber over here. That it depends. If there's no other Kohanim, then he's going to be able to duchen if he follows a certain Tanayim. However, there's no other, if there's other Kohanim, he's not allowed to duchen at all. That's how the Mechaber passes over here. Im Shliach Tzibur Kohen. If the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, Im Yesham Kohanim Acherim Lo Yisat Kapath. If there are other Kohanim, says the Mechaber, he does not duchen. And that is the minig in Sfarad. That is the minig of Sfaradim that the Kohen does not duchen at all. Velo yomru laloso litol yadav. You don't go up to him and tell him to go up to the duchen or go wash his hands. Because in Kain, then you have a suffix over here. If you tell him directly to go to the duchen, then perhaps he's going to be mevatel mitzvas ase if he doesn't go up. If you just call it Kohanim, if you have the minig that the Kohen, the Shliach Tzibur, does not go up in duchen, so he's not over the mitzvahs ase, because when you say Kohanim, you're not mechavin on the Shliach Tzibur, because the Shliach Tzibur doesn't go up. But if you tell him directly, personally, says the Ramah, that's going to be problematic, because now, on one hand, he's not allowed to go up because of the chaz, on the other hand, you told him to go up, he might be mevatel mitzvahs ase. So no one should tell them to go up to the duchen. Avim omru lo tzarich la'alos, says the Ramah, if they go up personally, give him a personal invitation to go up to the duchen, then he has to go up in duchen, that over ba'ase, main ola, because he's going to be over the ase if he is not ola. Says the Mechaber, "Vafilu ain shan koin elohu." Even if there's no other kohanim in the shul except for him, lo yisad kapav elin kain muftach lo sheyachzer litfiloso below teruf das. And even if there's no other kohanim in the base kinesis, if he is not positive that he's going to be able to return to be the chazan, and he's not going to lose his place. So if he thinks he might lose his place, he still should not go up to the duchen to duchen. If he is positive that he's not going to lose his place, he knows he's going to be able to go back to his davening, then he should go up to the amud. They go up to the duchen. If he's positive, he is sure of himself that he's going to be able to go back. And Dochen, Kevin She'ain Sham Kohen Elohu, since there's no other Kohanim in the room, Yisad Kabab Kedei Shelo Tit Batol Nesias Kapayim. In order not to be a Batol Nesias Kapayim Legamre, they says to go up and into the Dochen. Interesting, the Mechaber over here does not mention that if there's only one Kohen, then also he should go up to make it, then Vade Daraisa. Could be that the Mechaber is the Smach. And the Mechaber held that it's Daraisa even with one Kohen. Okay, but over here, he says only by one Kohen, that's the only time that the Mechaber says he could go up. Okay, there are other Minhagim though. So the Shartzin over here in Sif Kotin Samach Dalad, the Shartz. It says the Shartzin Samach Dalad, B'shem the Pre-Chodesh, V'dasa Pre-Chodesh Lahakel B'zeh. If he is positive, he's going to be able to go back to Shimon Esrei and continue Sim Shalom, then even if there's other Kohanim, Udaloka Shulchan Aruch, not like the Psachel B'Shulchan Aruch, Ubamakum Shinagu Kavasei, Esher Shein Limchos B'Yadam, and Enter Shart Zion, if in a place where that is the minig, you should not be mocha biyadam. V'chein mashem magid Avram. The magid also says not to be mocha biyadam. And not only that's the pre-chodesh. The taz is like this also, that even in a place where there are other kohanim, and the chazan is sure of himself that he could go up in dochen, then he is allowed to go up in dochen. And this is the minig in much of Eretz Yisrael amongst Ashkenazic Jews. It's brought in the Luch Eretz Yisrael. It's mentioned by Rutu Kaczynski in his Svarim. Also, that the minig in Eretz Yisrael is like the pre-chodesh over here, that kohanim shliach tzibor do go ahead and duchen. That is the minhag. You should know that Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel brings down B'Shem Rishon Zalman, though, that Rishon Zalman was not so excited about this minhag. Says, Admor Zal, Ndim Rasul Shliach Tzibor, Hit Naheg L'Shliach Tzibor, Kohen V'Afilu Yesh Lo Chiyuv. He was against the Shliach Tzibor Kohen, even if the Kohen is a Chiyuv, even if he's an Avelis, better not for the Kohen to be the Shliach Tzibor. Avalo Kulam Nagu Kach, Rav Nevinzel brings down, though, that not everyone is knowing like this. Many, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, are knowing. Even if he's a chiyuv, I spoke to Rav Nevinzel yesterday. He says not sure, but even if he's a chiyuv, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that lechatchilo the kohen should not go. It doesn't mean you have to be mocha biyadam. But if you ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, should he be the chazan? Better for him not to be the chazan in order not to get mistabech with this thing and be sabach on the kaddish or you'll daven at mincha and mariv and things like this. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman and others were not so excited about the minig that is brought down in Luch Eretz Yisrael. However, that is the minig in much of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Vadai should not be Mocha B'Yadam. And also, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel pointed out that if there's a Tzorach of the Tzibur, if there's a Tzorach of the Tzibur, the Kohen is the best Chazan, okay? Whether he has the best voice, or for our matter, like in Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Rav Katz, Davins for the Tzibur, so over there, when it's Tzorach L'Rabim, then even L'Chatchilo, the Kohen could go up and be the Shliach Tzibur. And in that case, like the minhag is in Eretz Yisrael, when Rukat goes ahead and is the Shliach Tzibur, he goes ahead and Duchen also, like the minhag brought down over here in the Pre-Chodesh, Chorah, it's the Svardim, they would not do such a thing. Even if the coin was the Shliach Tzibur, he would not go ahead and Duchen. The question is now, or according to the Svardim, the Psak of the Mechaber, when he's the only coin, or according to the Pre-Chodesh, when there are other Kohanim and the Kohen is going to Duchen, what does he do? How does he practically do it? Where does he stand? How does he do it? So that's the Hemshech L'Mechab. The Ketzad Yase. What should the Kohen do? So says the Mechaber, Ya'akor Raglav Ma'at Ba'avoda, when he gets to Ritzeh, he's Oker Raglav. In the middle of a Shmoneh Esrei, he moves his feet a little bit towards the Duchen. The Yomer Adul Chan Elodot, and he says, up until Chan Elodot. Listen to the word. What does the Mechaber say? It sounds like from the Mechaber, he's standing at the podium of the Chazan. He's planning the Malkum of the Chazan. V'yale l'duchen. Then he goes up to the Duchen. V'yavarech Birkas Kohanim. And he goes ahead and says, Birkas Kohanim. V'yikra lo acher. And another person calls out the Yivarech Hashem v'yishmracha in place of the Chazan. U'mesayim haChazan sim shalom. And then after the Birkas Kohanim, the Chazan goes back. And he finishes off the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. He finishes Sim Shalom and Hal. That is like many of the Rishonim brought down in the Torah. However, there are those Dak of the Mechaber. And that is very, very interesting. Afterwards, the Mechaber brings on another day, which we do not paskin like. He says, Ima makre kivan letfilash shi etzibor. If the person is going to be calling out Kohanim, and the person in this case where the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen is going to be saying Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha in place of the Chazan, if he's mechaving from the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei till this point, mitchilo v'yatzof, odiv tvei shiyisayim ha-makra sim shalom, it's better for the makra. The person who calls out Kohanim and says Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, he finishes off sim shalom. That's another day, that's a Yesh Omrim over here in the Mechaber. the person understands basically that the chazan, the kohen chazan, starts where he normally starts his chazar sashatz at the amud. He takes off his shoes beforehand. He washes his hands before, and that's the kulei amud. He washes his hands, takes off his shoes before chazar sashatz. And when he gets to Ritzei, he moves, he shuffles his feet a little bit towards the duchen, and then we get finished. Atoshim chaluchan elot. He runs up to the duchen and goes out and duchens with the kohanim, and he goes back to the amud and finishes off Sim Shalom afterwards. There are other minhagim. The Ksosa Shulchan, once again, Ritu Kaczynski points out that the minhag of many is that the chazan just goes ahead and does Birkas Kohanim from the place of the chazan himself. Wherever the chazan, the place where the chazan duchens, he is going to go ahead and duchen from that makom and not leave at his place. He still has to be oker ragel of beretzei. We said if you're not oker ragel of beretzei, you're not allowed to duchen at all. So therefore, he's oker his ragel of a little bit, and then he goes out and stays in his makom and duchens from that place in and of itself. That's the second day over there. If you look at Ramban, many times the kohen, if he's going to be the shiatzir, what he does is he'll just daven from the duchen itself instead of saying chazar sashatz. From the Amud of the Chazan, he'll go up to the Duchen and Duchen from there. So ask the Marina of Nevinsah, why doesn't the Shulchan? It seems like a very good Eitzah. Instead of him having to move from the place to the Amud of the Chazan going up to the Duchen, it seems like a great Eitzah. Why don't you just dive in from the Duchen? So Nevinsah pointed out there is not, it's not such a great idea. Why? Because we know the Chazan is supposed to be the Halacha in Hilchos Chazanus, and that is Mimamaskim Krasich Hashem. The Chazan's Dafka is supposed to daven from a lowly place. He's not supposed to daven from a higher place. And therefore he says that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. It wasn't clear whether he thought it was a good idea for even the Ramban them to go ahead and daven from there. Katz and Rosh Hashanah, okay, when he davens from a higher place, it's not because against the Halacha, it's because we're also not going to hear his voice. They had him in a higher place, so his voice could be heard throughout the Beit Knesset, not in order that he's on a higher place. Dafka, the halacha is, if you look in the Ramaz Shul and Krakow, the Ramaz Shul and Krakow, Dafka, the floor goes down right in front of the Chazan's Amud because of the halacha of Mimakim Krasicha Hashem. So those are three different minhagim, or like the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to move from the Amud of the Chazan to the Duchen. Another minhag is like the Tzos Shulchan and the Duchen from the place of the Chazan itself, and that's what Rav Katz does in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He stays in his place. He doesn't go up to the duchen. He says Birkas Kohanim from that place. And by the way, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsah told me in that case where the chazan's davening from the amud, if it's all possible, it's a little bit difficult. Rosh Hashanah is very crowded to be standing behind also Rav Katz, to be standing behind all the Kohanim. In this case, Rav Katz is standing in the middle of the Beit Knesset, and therefore to stand behind him also, not only in front of behind the other Kohanim. Okay, so that is the second minute. The third minute is like some do it over there is to go up to the Amud from before, and whether that's a good Eitz or not, because of Mamakim Krasich Hashem, that is unclear. Okay, so that is the different halachas about the Chazan being the doing Birkas Kohanim or not doing Birkas Kohanim, and how to do Birkas Kohanim if the coin is. Akan for today.